Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Testing 1, 2.
Hello.
Testing 1, 2.
Hi, everybody.
What are you doing?
Hi. Just having a little fun. There has been much speculation over the weekend about what our major announcement would be on the Mike O'Mara Show. I might as well get it right out of the way.
Yes.
And lay it on you right now. I am having a sex change operation.
Oh.
Thank you. That's it.
Good for the show.
Go about your lives. That's
great for the Kardashians.
No, I'm just kidding, of course. Oh. I'm just kidding. It's just a little joke. No, it's fun to say, you know, we do things in the old radio way where we say, stay tuned on Monday for a major announcement. It creates a little hype so that we get more people that are tuning in and paying attention because we have to let you know what's happening.
The power
and
Porsche.
It's the power Porsche. That's right.
Mike, there's only 105 keys.
You know, the greatest speculation, the greatest theory as to what our major announcement was going to be was the fact that Billy Fusillo was going to come on the Mike O'Mara Show. No, I don't think I put that in.
That would be a huge announcement. Huge.
I don't know if I put it into the huge category, but his latest is, I sort of half watch his commercials now, but I believe his latest is this. This guy is fantastic. The latest one is if you walk into his dealership, and you're sitting there and you have a contract and he walks by, I guess, the sales cubicle and picks up your contract and rips it up, you get a brand new Kia. Yeah.
Whoa, it's like whack-a-mole.
Pretty hysterical.
So what it is, it's a fantastic promotion that he has no intention of honoring.
You know, he's got to be there. Apparently, this is him. This is him. So, but here's the thing.
Punched in the head.
The O'Mara family, we are not in the market for an automobile. And so we're not going to go to his dealership. But even with that said, when I caught this out of the corner of my eye, I processed, get Carla dressed up as sexy as she can and have her go get a Kia. And maybe Billy will see her, and because she's pretty, I'm such a rube. But just think, if I'm thinking that.
Oh, yeah, and the geriatrics, you know, are all in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, the geriatrics and everybody. And he covers the bilingual community, the Hispanic community down here. He's got his.
¿Quieren ganar un carro?
El Ripo del Contracto.
Sin contracto.
But that is not our major announcement, ladies and gentlemen. That is not. This is our major announcement.
Oh.
Stand by. You asked for it. You got it. And how? It's the return of the Mike O'Mara Show live.
Woo!
Mark this date on your calendar. Saturday, November 5th at the legendary DC Improv. That's right. It's not New Orleans, Louisiana. They said F you. We said F you back.
Ha, ha, ha.
We're going back, and it's been a while since we've been in the DC area, so we are going to be joining you Saturday, November 5th at the legendary DC Improv for the first time ever. And we realized this when we were getting this thing together. This is the first time ever the Mike O'Mara Show will tape an episode in front of a live studio audience.
Yes.
We have pieced together bits from live shows, but we have never taped a show in front of a live studio audience, a lovely, intimate studio audience.
Beautiful.
At the DC Improv. This will be an historic performance that you do not want to miss. Special guests, surprises, games, and you're a part of it. Mike, Oscar, and Rob doing their thing up close and personal right before your very eyes. I love the DC Improv.
Great venue. We have been wanting
to do something with them. Now, here's the catch. This is a matinee, ladies and gentlemen. This is a mat because they do their podcast during the day. That's the way it works. So the doors will open at 2. The show starts at 3 p.m. So when you're out there doing your early Christmas pre-Thanksgiving shopping,
Tom Turkey,
Hey, it's a great day in early November. We're excited about it. You have no idea the excitement that awaits you. Tickets are available. Are they available right now?
They are. Yes, we've got a banner on our website as well.
Right now. Right now.
Thank you.
At dcimprov.com. That's dcimprov.com. Get yours today and join us for this huge TMOS event. That is the Mike O'Mara Show live at the DC Improv Saturday. Mark it on your calendar, November 5th. We will see you there. And did you say Dude has a promo for us?
We do have a Dude promo as well.
You know how normal people in normal radio world would save that for later?
Sure.
I want to see what it sounds like.
All right. Well, then.
Is this the music you're going to use every time I talk about this?
You bet, Mike.
Okay, let me. Can you turn it up a little bit? A little bit more. I'm really sorry.
We break all the rules.
No, you're going to love it, Mike. It's great. Right. It's good stuff. Let me offer you this piece of advice before we play Dude. This, Mike. Remember this.
Remember the 5th of November.
That's fantastic. Give me that one again. I want to hear that
Remember the 5th of November.
That's right. 5th of November at the DC Improv. Looking forward to that. That should be, I should be ambulatory by that time.
Okay. Here's the very ambulatory
Otherwise, wheel me in on a wheelchair. It's like, hello, I think
there's a ramp.
They've got a ramp.
As I recall.
We checked. Fantastic.
All right, Mike. Here's the very ambulatory Dude Walker.
For the very first time at the legendary DC Improv, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Live.
I can make your hands clap.
Saturday, November 5th. It's Mike, Rob, and Oscar on stage doing a live taping of your favorite show. The fun starts at 3 p.m. Take your listening experience to the next level. Be a part of the live studio audience. Don't miss this historic performance. Special guests, surprises, games, and watch it all happen right before your very eyes. The Mike O'Mara Show, live Saturday, November 5th at 3 p.m. at the DC Improv. Tickets available at dcimprov.com. Watch, listen, laugh, party. The Mike O'Mara Show live.
Remember the 5th of November.
You know,
I love it.
Really, more than anything else, a fabulous event for you day drinkers.
Oh, my God,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. Right?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
They will be serving a hooch, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Booze,
Mike.
During the day.
It's part of the conversation.
Does the Improv serve alcohol?
Here's the thing. I know they do.
Full bar.
I know they do. I've only been to the Improv for their evening performances, but I will tell you, this is a wonderful event for day drinkers.
One of the best.
I want to create the same level of drunken audience that you would get at a midnight show.
A certain urgency, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, I will also say that we are very, very excited, and we want to thank everybody at the DC Improv for putting this together. We've been hunting and pecking for this for a long, long time. We really, really made an effort to try to do something in
Bring
New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yeah.
But it really ultimately didn't work out. The future model for this, if we get a venue that is somewhere that's convenient or a destination city.
Which DC really is.
I'm talking about if in the future. If we're going to do something like, because I don't want to just go to cities where the Mike O'Mara, the Don and Mike show, the Mike O'Mara show has been heard in the past. I like the idea of in the future, I still hold out hope that I'd love to do a destination city. I would love to do a
Sydney,
fun city.
Australia.
Sydney, Australia would be absolutely incredible. Prague, Czechoslovakia, in a minute. A European city, fantastic. No, I'm talking about something people that could fly to, like in the middle of the country.
Sure.
I do Chicago, but Chicago, we have no connection to Chicago whatsoever. I think I was on in Chicago for maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah,
I think
you that's visit as, Chicago you know, on your own time.
You do it on your own. But I will hold out hope. Oscar and I were talking about this. Someday I would love to do NOLA.
Yes.
I would love to go back. I would love to try. But it just wasn't in the cards.
Oh, it also
this time
makes
around.
More sense to do it where we have the majority of our audience.
Yep. Yeah, where it's more convenient for the East Coast people to listen to this show. And so we look forward to seeing you on November 5th. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I love the idea of we've done other rooms that are larger rooms, but the idea to actually tape a real podcast and, you know, give people something where they'll come to the show and then, you know, a lot of chance to be on the show afterwards is something that's kind of special for us. And I realized that in the entire almost 7-year run of this show, we have never done that.
Right.
And, you know, it's really a studio audience on steroids.
It's going to be a lot of
really
fun.
It's going to be
it's
great.
It's kind of the same size you would have for a taping of a television show. And we are very excited about that. And thanks to everybody at the DC Improv. That's all I got. I don't think we can add anything more. We're going to work behind the scenes to make it special and really get people on that stage that are going to be a lot
for
of fun.
For some context, the banner on MichaelMaraShow.com is right on the front page. Probably easiest way to get to our ticket page. Also know that you got to act fast because there's a limited quantity of tickets.
Yes, I forgot to say, this is a small room. Yeah. This is a small room.
Do
so,
it now.
By design, because they asked us to do multiple shows, and we said, no, one and done. That's how we do them.
Yeah, we're going to do one. We want it to be special, and you know, stay tuned. We're going to be in town, and it's going to be exciting, but we're only doing one show at the DC Improv. There will not be another show. That's all there is to it, and we're excited about that, and I think it's going to be very, very unique and something that, you know, we just want to, we never like to do the same thing twice.
Right.
We don't mind going into the same town twice, but we don't like to do the shows the same way, and so this is something that's going to be unique where it's going to be a really intimate setting, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really, really fun, and I think you're going to enjoy it. But Oscar's right. This is not the same number of ticket availabilities that we have had with venues in the past. The Improv is a fabulous room to do what we do to record it. Larger rooms not as conducive to recording the entire show, so we are going to really, really look forward to having that intimacy of the Improv. And I've been to the Improv. We've all been there. It's really great to do this. And, you know, when Oscar floated this out to me, I thought, yeah, this is going to be perfect for the kind of show we're going to do. Not to say it's going to be the average show. That would be
lie.
We're going to do special stuff. But the basic format of this, we're going to format this just like our regular show. It's just kind of, we're going to
Does that mean that really it won't start till 3:10 because Oscar will be late?
We're going to have discipline. We're going to have discipline because I'd really like to. I really like to present it as normal as possible without, you know, 12 hours of editing afterwards. But we're probably going to, we're just going to have to keep it in our pants a little bit.
Yes.
And try to behave ourselves.
And that's our strong suit.
In our pants.
That should work really well.
So is
that
your pants.
So, you know, by the way, so Rob sends me the copy for the show. And sometimes I really, there's only one thing that I pulled out of it, and it was right at the top. That
alcoholism?
Means you live in the 50s. You asked for it. You got it. And how?
I put that in there to make you smile. I write 45% for the audience and 55% for the man who's going to read it.
I know.
You know that. And it's always been that way. And how?
Yeah. So am I missing anything or is that
I think that's
the whole
everything.
Buy your tickets now and how?
Yeah,
we would like, we would really, it would make us look very good if we sold this thing out quickly. So if you can get your tickets sooner than later, we would appreciate that. And the fact is, for some people, there are people that will do this, that will be coming into D.C. to see this show. And
the Improv is very accessible by Metro. There's parking all around there.
Cannot go wrong.
It's an easy place to get there.
Are right there on our page, right on our website. Really, do not snooze because you're going to lose.
In your pants.
Get your tickets at dcimprov.com and you'll get to see me, hopefully the new bionic me.
That's right.
New hip Mike.
Hop along, Romero.
With a leather jacket.
Is that it?
And a big collar.
That's the look.
Gold chains.
Should be.
And
now they're telling me we have to break and come back because, Rob, what did you want me to talk about at the beginning of the show? I forgot what it was.
You were going to talk about the passing of the greatest.
Oh, yes. Muhammad Ali. And we'll give you our 2 cents. I get to talk about this because I'm the oldest one in the room, and I got more of a memory of all this than you guys do.
That's why you're getting a new hip.
Thanks, pal. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Are you going to make a prediction about your return?
Well, I have a poem.
Ah.
People say, what's going to happen? You meet Joe Frazier again. Here's how the fight's going to sound on the radio for those who can't afford to buy the expensive theater seats. And the fight goes like this. Ding, Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back an inch farther, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings to the left. Ali swings to the right. Look at the kid carry the fight. Frazier keeps backing, but there's not enough room. It's a matter of time. There Ali lowers the boom. Now Ali lands to the right. What a beautiful swing. And the punch lifts Frazier clean out of the ring. Frazier's still rising, but the referee wears a frown, for he can't start counting till Frazier comes down. Now Frazier disappears from view. The crowd is getting frantic, but our radar stations have picked him up. He's somewhere over the Atlantic. Who would have thought when they came to the fight that they would have witnessed the launching of a colored satellite?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
And that's why Joe Frazier loved him so much.
Yes.
Anyway, live from the Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it. And if you're here, you will too. Our phone line's always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime. Our show today brought to you by Omaha Steaks. What a great, great tip for Father's Day to get Omaha Steaks. Dads love steak, and the best stuff comes from Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks has everything your dad could want for grilling nirvana. And right now, this Father's Day, for only $49.99, you can get our limited edition Father's Day package by going to omahasteaks.com/TMOS and entering TMOS in the search bar to apply the savings. It's wonderful. The highest quality cuts and one-of-a-kind flavor, and everything is always backed by Omaha Steaks 100% unconditional guarantee. Here's what you get. Are you ready? Write it down, ladies and gentlemen. 2 filet mignons, 2 top sirloins, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a full pound of steakhouse fries, 4 made-from-scratch caramel tartlets, plus 4 additional burgers free. Get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com/TMOS. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add Father's Day package to your cart. Only $49.99. Don't wait. The offer ends soon. omahasteaks.com/TMOS. Type TMOS in the search bar and tell Dad to fire up the grill. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, that's it. We got everything out there that we needed to. The major announcement
Boom,
has been done. I am happy with that. And Rob played the clip of Muhammad Ali. The year of death continues, 2016.
Yeah. When did you see him fight live?
I never saw him. I heard him on the radio. Believe it or not, that's
really?
How I did. Stayed up late and heard him on the radio. Somebody look up first Ali Frazier.
March 8th, 1971, I think.
Was it 71?
Because that's the day I was born. That's the one Frazier won, right?
That's the one Frazier
won. Yeah, March 8th, 71.
Wow. I have to be honest here. I was a Frazier guy. And I think that I was...
He's
I was
listening.
Joe Frazier guy. And the fact is that, you know, Muhammad Ali, for those of us that were around, when you see now the beloved figure of Muhammad Ali... A lot of people that are alive now don't remember what he was all about and how full of contradictions he was and how divisive he was. He was extremely divisive. And, you know, there's so many good things he did with his fame, with his platform, because he was an activist. And he went abroad. I remember he went over to Africa, and it was just amazing to see the response he got. And he was very active in civil rights. I think you're hearing about it in all the you know, the different programs when they're talking about the fact that he was a conscientious objector, and he took a lot of crap. They basically shut him down for 3 years in the prime of his career when that happened. However, I have to give you the good with the bad when it comes to Muhammad Ali. And this is the way I feel about it. I remember growing up, and I remember my dad having a problem with Muhammad Ali. And One thing my dad was not, and I was not raised this way, thank God, we did not live in a racially divisive household. As a matter of fact, my parents, I don't talk about this a lot. My parents lost friends by their choice in our neighborhood over an African-American family moving into another area of our town, not even our neighborhood.
Wow.
And they went to a cocktail party, and somebody was mentioning that and saying that in such a way where my parents severed all contact with them. And that wasn't easy to do in those days because it was a real small town.
Yeah.
My point being, my dad didn't like Muhammad Ali because my dad hated the I'm the greatest stuff. He hated the I'm the best. I'm the man. He didn't like that. So he didn't like Muhammad Ali. And with that said, a lot of people didn't like Muhammad Ali because of the racial thing. The thing that people have to understand about Muhammad Ali, and this is my best attempt to show some empathy to the African-American community growing up. And I watched my friend Donnie Simpson's little video about it, and it made sense to me. Donnie's a little older than I am, but I remember growing up, if you were African-American in the United States and you were, you know, coming off the period of time where, you know, racism was just horrible in this country, this was the first guy that not only was he the heavyweight champion of the world, but he was the heavyweight champion of the world. And he basically said, you know, here I am, deal with it.
Yeah.
F you if you don't like it. I'm the best. If you got a problem with me, this is who I am. I'm going to brag. I can completely understand how revered he was and how reviled he was in certain aspects of American society. That was stunning. What he did with Joe Frazier, another African-American man, was horrible. It was really, really, he was so horrible to Joe Frazier that Joe Frazier, a boxer I had the pleasure of interviewing, never got over it.
Yeah.
So one of the things I was watching, I think it was either Bryant Gumbel or Bob Costas, the contradictions with Muhammad Ali's life. He didn't shy away from controversy, but he was controversial. And he would do things that you would say, man, what an incredible human being. And then in the same breath, he would run down Joe Frazier and he'd do the I'm the greatest. And I think that my feelings personally about Muhammad Ali, I think what he did for a segment of our society was lift people up. I really do believe he did that because he was so... Fame like that does not come along very often. It truly doesn't. That was fame where he had an amazing platform and he used it. But at the same time, I think he was a catalyst in introducing a sports attitude. Call it trash talk, call it whatever you want, that I've never been. I don't think I ever will be somebody who enjoys that. I can't stand that part of sports.
As someone really who was there, I have to ask you this. This was a brand new chapter in sports of all type. Someone
right.
that would be a self-promoter, someone that would talk right. trash, someone that would outwardly insult his opponent leading up
yep.
to the match.
Yeah, now everybody does it.
And everybody does it now. But the thing is if he was controversial and if he was a man of contradictions, do you think it could be, because as far as painting himself as a sports personality, in addition to being an athlete, he was going down an unpaved road. No one had done this before.
No,
he didn't know how far to push it, how far to pull back. So, I mean, obviously there's going to be some
he's
missteps.
He's honest is what
yeah,
he was. He
exactly.
was true to himself. He
yeah.
was totally true to himself. He's unlike any other figure in American sports. That's why for people that don't get it, and I think a lot of younger people say, you know, what's all this about? Why are they going on and on? Because not only was he wasn't a boxer, he transcended his sport. And he was so controversial, and he was so full of contradictions. But you know what? At the end of the day, that is the type of person that you have to pause and reflect on his life, because he did make that kind of impact. And I remember being, I don't know if I was in the minority or not. We were pretty divided in my school. I don't think we were divided. I think more of the kids my age wanted Muhammad Ali. Everybody wanted to see him win the first fight against Frazier. And then we had the thrill in Manila. And it's when boxing, you hear this a lot in the analysis of it, Oscar. You hear the fact that no one can even tell you who the heavyweight champion of the world is anymore.
Yeah.
You can't, because it doesn't exist anymore. In fact, I think Ultimate Fighting in the last year has
popularity-wise, yeah.
taken all over from boxing. This is back when everybody. When you had this heavyweight fight, everybody was talking about it.
Sure.
For weeks at a time, that's what it was all about. The other negative that I have to throw in there is I don't know what brought on his Parkinson's. But if you look at Muhammad Ali, you might say, you know, that the sport itself, the act of two men getting in and, you know, pummeling each other into unconsciousness, you know, that's always what we get back to. We're talking about concussions in football. Jesus, look at boxing. And if that resulted in, you know, what he was for the last, I guess, what, 3 years, four years, that's sad, too. So
it was 20 years ago that you interviewed Joe Frazier about.
Right.
And even then, he was the healthy one of the two mentally at that point.
And he was.
And he couldn't put a sentence together.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so sad. It really is.
But, I mean, it's what they did. I mean, it's what they did. So, I mean, a big deal. And I remember as a kid it being a big deal. Staying up late. They still had pay-per-views back there.
You go to a movie theater to do it in closed-circuit television.
So you listened on the radio?
I listened on the radio. I remember on the radio. It was on the radio, and then I could be wrong about that because my memories are real hazy about that. I seem to remember listening on the radio.
He said in the opening,
or I might have listened to radio updates of it. I'm not sure.
He said in the opening that it was going to be on the radio. So I think it was free on the radio, but if you wanted to see it, you had to figure out a way to pay.
And I remember Sports Illustrated came out with the pictures of the fight, and you had Ali in the red, and you had Frazier in the green, and it was just so vibrant. And it was really one of the first fights where I think they went outside of the norm as far as the trunks they were wearing, and it was just a really big deal.
Well, Ali was so eminently promotable. I mean, he was great for the sport.
And an amazing boxer, which was he coined the thing. You guys heard the term rope-a-dope?
Yes.
Well, he did the thing. He was against one of his opponents. It might have been Frazier, I don't remember, where he just covered up. And the other guy was coming at him. I think it was Frazier. Could have been George Foreman. I'm not sure. But he's coming at him, bam, 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 and punched himself out. When he was punched out, that's when Ali started.
Yep.
Whoa.
And it was all over. It was really amazing. Really, really amazing.
I was
going to
save this for the audio vault. Can I take about 35 seconds here? I have a montage of some of his greatest trash talk. And for people who never hear the way Muhammad Ali would get building up to a fight, it's very entertaining. And
I
sort
should
of enlightening.
Say, in this day and age, this ain't nothing.
Be celebrated.
I mean, it's nothing. This is the way we do it.
Right.
This was a big deal. This is why William O'Meara, my dad, probably not. Not a big fan, but go ahead and play some
of this. All right, thank you.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. George can't hit what his hands can't see.
He's too ugly to be the world champ. The world champ should be pretty like me.
And I want everybody out there on TV to know it. I am the greatest.
I don't have a mark on my face.
Yeah.
And I upset Sonny Liston, and I just turned 22 years old. I must be the greatest. Right. I am the king of the world.
Hold it. Hold it. You're not that pretty.
I'm a bad man.
Wait. And I said, Joe's going to come out smoking, and I ain't going to be joking. I'll be pecking and a poking, pouring water on his smoking. And then this might shock and amaze you, but I will destroy Joe Frazier.
I'm a bad man.
I'm a bad man.
Oh, I love that.
I like that part. So rest in peace, Muhammad Ali. And he was something else. And he caused a lot of people, a lot of arguments about Muhammad Ali over the years. A lot. And then, tragic to kind of see what he became and whether that was I don't know. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know whether that was a result of the blows to the head.
I don't think
or
you're
not.
Taking a too big a leap, everybody.
I don't think so.
Even on 60 Minutes, which they aired an interview yesterday that was done years ago.
Right.
And even then, they were talking about that.
And I did, unfortunately, I did the old Muhammad Ali impression
did.
Too.
Yeah.
Deacon Roach Spree.
Oh, I forgot.
That's when he was already starting to, Deacon. And that's before we knew, we shouldn't make fun of that. But anyway, that's it. Rest in peace, Muhammad Ali. We'll come back and we'll speak about another old man when we come back.
Is he the greatest?
Another great man. I'm a bad man. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show.
This week on OmeraCast, meet George Hanna.
We'll go to the shows, the live shows, but we don't stick around for the meet and greets. And to be honest with you, I don't know why. It was nice to stick around after the Tony Perkins, Gary Stein show. Maybe it's a little overwhelming for us. I don't know. We kind of stick to the sidelines. We're those kind of fans, those fans that nobody ever really knows about, but we're there and we're listening intensely. But for some reason, we're no Trip Affleck, and I'm definitely no Courtney Calkins. I'll tell you that right now.
Download OmeraCast and find out more about George and how he became big fan of the Mike O'Meara Show and all the shows on More Broadcasting. Download the show today from the TMOS app.
That is, you know, that's my favorite part of Omeracast. Marcus, I hope you keep doing that. Put all the listeners on the show. I love that because that's really very kind of cool. The relationship.
I listened
we
on
have
the way in today, and this George Hanna is fantastic. He's a really cool guy.
I've never heard the name, so he is on the sidelines.
Yeah,
he
doesn't post on
you've
the Facebook.
You've heard the name, though. No. He doesn't, so you've never heard of him.
No, I've only heard of him because of the Today's Show. Yeah, it was neat.
That's amazing. That's and he that's sounds cool. Like Gary Stein. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. This Father's Day, Harry's has you covered while supplies last. Harry's has a special limited edition shave set just for Father's Day. The limited edition Father's Day set includes a matte black razor handle, a chrome razor stand, Harry's moisturizing foaming shave gel that is the best, 3 of Harry's handcrafted blade cartridges, and a travel cover, all for just $40. You will love it. I know you will. I have enjoyed Harry's for a year now, and it is fantastic. Plus, you can customize it, and it comes in a sleek, giftable box. No wrap required. Harry's shaving sets start as low as $15, so there's something for everybody. Stop moving your heads around, guys. I swear to God, I rarely say that on the monitor. I'm looking at this the whole time I'm reading. There's a lot of movement going on in there. I don't know what's going on.
Mike, I'd
sometimes
like you to take a moment.
Actually, I'm not enough of a professional to have it not distract
take
me.
A yes. moment and look at this head, this beautiful head that visited Harry's this morning.
What are you doing? It looks like
gorgeous.
You're dancing over there.
Yeah.
Harry's shaving sets start as low as $15, so there's something for everybody at harrys.com. We're talking 5 German-crafted blades, a flex hinge, and a lubricating strip at half the price of the leading brand. Go to harrys.com right now for a special offer just for our listeners. Harry's will shave $5 off your first purchase with promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Economy shipping for Father's Day ends on Thursday, June 9th, so act now. That's harrys.com and enter code TMOS at checkout to get $5 off. Dad will get something he'll actually use this Father's Day at harrys.com.
And tell Dad to stop moving his head.
Mike, the movement is proof of life to you.
I know. Well, you know what it is. Do you guys know what
it
is? You know what it is.
What is it?
The connectivity thing where.
Oh, and you're nervous.
I'm so.
Yeah.
I didn't
so we have to night. We have to move so you know that we're connected.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not like speed where you have to stay as still as possible on the bus.
What about this? We get a cat clock, and as long as you see those eyes going back and forth with the tail, you know we're connected.
Brilliant clock. Idea, Oscar. One of your best. That's a great idea.
Get it at Amazon through the TMOS portable cat clock.
Well, the thing about life down here in this region is we are staring down at the very first major tropical storm of the season, and I think we've dodged a bullet here in the southern tip of the state, and it's moving up to north of Tampa, and it's Tropical Storm Colin. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, Colin.
Robert used to have a friend named Colin. We'd get messages on our machine. Hi, this is Colin. Can Robert come over to play? So I have to imagine that the hurricane has a very high voice.
Actually, Tropical Storm Colin wanted to drop by and just say hello.
Is he here? Yeah, please.
He's right here.
Yeah, Tropical Storm Colin.
Hi there.
Because the top of the storm, Colin.
Right? Never seen a storm wearing an ascot.
All right, so in earnest now, today is the day that I began my old man exercises, getting ready for my old man surgery, which will be followed by my old man rehab.
That explains the Jack LaLanne jumpsuit that you're wearing, the tight blue satin jumpsuit. You look great.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
You're about a month out, right?
I'm a month out, yes, it's going to be quite the little deal. I got the booklet that they give you, and then the exercises, and because I was processing everything, including my family who wants me to go up to Maine and do it. I'm like, no, I want to do it down here, and so everything's set
because the best surgeons are in upstate Maine.
It's not upstate Maine; it'd be down around Portland, and they're very
okay.
Good.
Or so Portland. You weren't going to be doing it next to
No,
that
I'm not going
to
be doing it up there. But they're
it's on the jet port.
They're doctors in Bangor. They're Bangor men. They're fine doctors.
They're retired and on vacation.
They're fine doctors everywhere.
We just made you a hip out of an old lobster cage.
I'm doing it down here.
I think that's a wise move.
Getting it done down here.
Reclaimed lobster cake.
Yeah, it's sort of vintage. It's nice.
This is the way it's going to work. The way it's going to work, they're going to do my left one, the left hip, and then I get a little rehab. About a month down the road, I go in there. If it's okay, everything's cool, I might just do the right one, too. Get it all out of the way.
Oh, wow.
Get it all done.
The most important thing, Mike, is the rehab. Everyone gets sick and tired of the rehab. and they say, I can get by without it, or I don't take it seriously. If you do the rehab seriously, you're going to be fine. But that's what you got to stick to. That's the toughest part.
Yeah, and the pre-surgery routine, too. And that's where the booklet came in.
Now, do you have the booklet handy?
I can get it for you, but I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll bring it in on
big binder.
Show.
Oh, that's another big binder. Another big announcement. Tomorrow, binder.
I can remember the exercises, though. Okay. So the first ones are you lean your legs over the chair and kind of flex your ankles. That's just I guess. And they want you to do that after the surgery, too, to prevent clotting.
Now, is this hosted by Angela Lansbury?
No, this is not. The other one is... I've got to lie down on the floor and squeeze my butt cheeks together to strengthen
Kegels.
To strengthen my glutes.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of like leg
and that's
lifts.
Also for Carla, isn't it? A little bit.
Sure. Am I right, fellas?
When you get to see
that Brazilian butt lift,
right, ladies? That's what
really,
it's
really clenching it tight.
Then there's stuff like little mini squats that you do. Like,
there's not the mini about these squats.
Well, there's I can do right now. I think even I could probably do a pretty deep squat. Right now.
Show us.
Could you come back up?
You won't do it for us.
Could you come back up?
Here we go.
Well, you guys can't. You can't see it. I gotta.
See we can see you.
You did just fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
right,
hold on.
Here we go.
Oh yeah. How deep are you going?
How deep is your
squat? Oh, whoa, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Big chest, Mike. Big chest.
That's
Don't hunch over.
Make sure you breathe.
See, I do hunch over. I do hunch over. But these, they say you're supposed to. What the hell's going on? They say you're supposed to do these like they're mini. They're called mini squats because they want you to. Most people probably can't do them. You know, my pain comes more when I'm going out to the side than it does
when you're doing sidestep drills.
Are there any exercises recommended for you that involve like a can of soup? So, you know, you like have to use it as a weight.
Or a bag of peas.
I know a lot of times they do that with the older people because they wanted to exercise with stuff that they have around the house.
Well, I'm looking forward to playing seated volleyball with a beach ball at the assisted living facility tomorrow.
Mike, if you win at bingo, you get a banana.
You know, God rest your soul. My mom did that where they sit in chairs and they play, you know.
Does your community have those type of exercises so you will be able to participate?
Let me just make it
more fun
clear.
In a group.
Oscar has loved this anthem. I live in a community that has old people in it, but it is not one of these places, okay? Oscar has
Shady
wanted this to
be. Shady Acre says it all.
He has wanted me to be in an assisted living community. I am not, okay? I am not. I live in a normal neighborhood.
You're the youngest one there.
I am the youngest
outside
one
of Carla,
there.
Well,
and
Carla
your son. Is young too.
Right.
Well, there's a couple of people. Carla's friend that lives across the way. She's in her 40s, so she's young.
Carla's
too.
In her 30s. 40s.
What? Have you seen proof of this, or does she just claim to be in her 40s?
Yes, she's Carla's friend. Carla's friend is in her 40s.
Okay.
And there's
like
there's a couple down the road in their 40s that live here.
Are they care of somebody that lives here?
No, they're not taking care of somebody.
Witness protection.
There was a guy at the pool the other day. Looked like he was in his 20s, but he looked suspicious to me.
Yeah.
I was walking the dog and I looked at this guy. He was he was bald and he had a beard and he was skinny and he was sitting in the shade by the pool on a hot day. I was extremely suspicious, but I didn't do anything.
He's looking for some feminine company of the older variety.
It's very, very strange to me.
A gigolo. And
everywhere
at the pool.
I go.
Yes. You know, I'm happy where I live, boys. I'm happy where I live.
But do they have these group exercises
classes.
For you guys?
Yeah.
They don't. What do you mean?
Don't they play bingo at the clubhouse?
This is not Cocoon.
It's like Dirty Dancing.
A little bit.
You know what they have?
Yeah.
They have tennis championships and they have golf championships. That's it. And they do the only old thing that I see. No, this is the only thing that I see that's old. They play like cards.
And
then the ladies play. What's the game
bridge.
With the Rob?
Yeah,
what's the game with the little plastic pieces?
Canasta.
Is it Bunko?
I don't know.
Bunko
what
is a popular game among broads right now.
Bunko? What the hell is Bunko?
Bunko
what
is a very popular game among suburban women. I see about it on Facebook.
My ex-girlfriend in Phoenix, her mom was a big Bunko fan. Lots of gambling.
So there's plastic chips. It's not poker then.
Well, I think it's Mahjong.
Oh, Mahjong.
Oh,
of
Mahjong.
Course, of course. So that's Mahjong, like tiles then.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 It's
that's
like a
game
like
from the East.
An Asian Scrabble.
I thought it was. I thought it was. I thought. I thought. I feel like I'm like channeling Jack Nicholson right now. There's Jews at this table.
My ex-girlfriend thinks her, she was Jewish.
It's Asian themed mahjong.
It's Asian themed. Well, I love that.
And my great grandmother Spiewak, who was Jewish, would say, "Go to her house. She has very nice tiles."
For the mahjong.
Yeah. Where are you going to play mahjong? Let's go over to Danny Schleen's house. He has very nice tiles.
Danny Schleen.
Nice.
Don't get to my house. I've got great tiles. My name is Danny Schleen. Would you like to park outside? Come in, have a little nosh, and play mahjong.
Danny Schleen, real quick, he was a real estate agent where my dad grew up in Carteret. And because they lived in such a hovel, my family, for Easter pictures, all of the Easter pictures of my family, my dad and his uncle, my uncles growing up, are in front of Schleen Real Estate because they had a nicer front yard.
Yeah, well, the Schleens would not be Schleens would not be celebrating that particular.
No, they took
holiday.
The day. They took the day off, or as they called it, Sunday.
That open real estate.
Danny Schleen, thank you.
How are your tiles?
I got nice tiles. So that looks old. When I see that to me looks a little old. Yeah. Other than that, it's normal
hip
stuff.
Community.
I don't live in an assisted. It's not like we have a pool where we're doing calisthenics. Okay,
that's where you do your traction. Your pool.
No, you can't go in the
myself,
pool.
But it's a pool. It's just like having a pool in a community. Mm. Normal community. Come on.
When you go into the pool and you're doing your exercises, do those big outer space pods get in the way?
Mm.
You know what? You too? You got a boner too?
Don't scratch your feet on the cocoon.
Last thing before we go to break, the last thing, and I'll keep you updated as to what's going on, but I was reading through my paperwork, and they prescribed, I have to have two, turn it down for a second.
Okay.
You know what? I'll tell you that it's worth coming back just a little bit. When we come back, I will tell you what I have to purchase. Because I'm telling you the truth about what's going on, just so you two can mock me. Why do I do this? Why do I subject myself to
this? Here to support you.
There's a small part of you that loves it.
For your entertainment.
Yes.
Entertainment that you can enjoy on stage at the DC Improv on November 5th. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Waste time with the masterpiece. To waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, stick your hand out the window. Do you feel that? You know what that is? It's heat. It's heat. Yeah, that's right. It's hot because summer's here. And as the mercury rises, you realize that you're just too busy to shop for all your summertime essentials. You don't want to get in and out of your car. It gets hot.
Sure.
You know, God sakes, if you got a little one, you got to be careful. You know, you don't want social services being called. You know, oh, my God, I went into the store and I left the little guy. No, you don't want that crap. I mean, you've seen that on the news, for Christ's sake. You don't want that going on. What you need to do is do your shopping online. Be like I did when I sent my 21-year-old daughter a fabulous gift card from Amazon.com. I did it right from the comfort of my own living room. Just remember to shop Amazon through our portal. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage. It's real easy. All you have to do is go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon, click on the Amazon button on our website, or just use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and now relax because it's summertime and it's hot.
Yes.
Jesus, it's hot.
You know what you can buy on Amazon? Beautiful tiles.
Mike.
Tiles for Mahjong.
You'll take joy in knowing that when I'm at home, I hang out in my bedroom because that's the only air-conditioned part of my house.
Wow, it's like sitting in an ice cream cooler.
It really is.
Yeah, oh my God.
Really, you've had a full, 2 weeks in the
Domus. Yes, and I made a grave mistake.
I look forward to hearing about it.
Thank you.
You know what? Make note to self, Oscar's home. That's all I need to put when I want to talk to Oscar now. Oscar's home. The fact that he's killing himself as the home stretch comes with finals for his masters, but the fact is I think he's holding up okay.
He's doing fine. He likes school because school is air conditioned.
Mm-hmm. Look forward
so
to
true.
It.
I'll stay there till midnight.
I've been studying till 2 a.m.
To wrap this up, two things that I just wanted to share with both of you boys. Yeah. There are two items that I have to buy for my household.
Ooh.
For this procedure.
Is this a guessing game?
This is, sure, if you want. I don't care.
I would like to leave the
guess. I'll tell you, I'm telling you this. I'm sharing with you what I need to get, but I do not look forward to telling you what it is.
All right.
There are two things.
I'm guessing the first item of the two is something that raises the level of your toilet seat.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak. Mm-hmm. He has succeeded in getting the first one. It is a raised commode. It is a raised commode. Thank you very much.
I would guess that if he needs to raise a level of his toilet seat, there are going to be times where he can't make it. A bedpan.
No, that is not correct. No.
Is the second item also toy related?
No.
What about...
It's movement related.
Ooh, a wheelchair.
Close.
A walker.
Rob Spiewak, 2 for 2.
Oh, it's like I'm reading my own shopping list.
So, looking at the prescription, because the insurance covers it if I bring this thing in, because the doctor said I need it, I bring it in, and I look, and at the very top of the page, they say, needed for right hip surgery. And the concern that I have over that is, you know, when I see that that's in their system is, well, that's wonderful, but I'm getting left hip surgery.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you know where the only place where it's left hip is handwritten on one of my pieces of paper. So I'm going to have to call them after the show today and go, I'm long. It's far off before I have to worry about this. But, you know, it's just a little concern.
Why don't you get a Sharpie? Can you get a Sharpie? You mean a DNR?
No, an R and L, right, left. It always gets confusing.
Oh, R and L.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Why don't you get a Sharpie?
DNR, do not resuscitate. That is so messed up.
That's not what you want.
Mike, why don't you get a Sharpie and write on one hip no and the other one yes? That'll remind them which one to. No, no.
They do write on you. You know that.
No, oh, yeah.
They do. Mm-hmm. They definitely
do. They actually write on you. So it's just a little bit of a cause for concern.
I saw that happen to Shannon when she went in for a wrist surgery. He said, I'm going to write. You're giving me consent right now to write on the correct wrist.
This is where, because it's happened. It's happened before. And I'm in their system, so I'll alert them. I have to schedule my class, too, today. My hour and a half pre-surgery hip class.
Oh, my God.
This is a big deal. But I tell you, this is what Carla, you know what Carla said, one of the sweetest things? She said, get ready to have an incredible winter.
Well, that's nice.
And that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the lost summer. If I wallowed
in this. I
think
I mentioned this earlier. The eternal winter or like a winter?
Not the eternal sleep of the winter dead. No, Oscar, that's not what it is. It's always Game of Thrones. Never catch Oscar the night after Game of Thrones. Is like, you know. By the way, Oscar, did you watch it last night?
Oh, yeah.
Attaboy. Yeah. Attaboy. My daddy's starting to watch it closer to the real time. Yeah, I had a little delay, but it's not a day delay. I watched it actually later on last night when it came on.
People will spoil it for you.
Yes, I know. I'm not going to spoil it. I'll just say that there's one particular element of Game of Thrones that Oscar and I enjoy.
Giving it a real.
That fat guy from New Jersey loves to write nude scenes into.
Oh, George R. R. Martin?
Yeah. Yeah. In George R. R. Martin's world, everybody's evil.
I bet he's had the same shopping list you have without a hip replacement surgery. And also, there's a third item on his list, and that's a wand.
George R. R. Martin, wonderful man. But in his world, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about this. In his world, nobody is nobody's nice. You know, the fact is, all sex is paid for sex.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are continuous themes. I don't think has there ever been. This
consensual?
Is a great question, Oscar. This is great. The sex that's in Game of Thrones, has there ever been a real? Love, yeah, there was a love scene, but it was with Peter Dinklage and a hooker.
Yeah, yeah, it's always
it doesn't
always,
really count.
Money changed hands.
It's always tit for tat.
What?
I don't know
what he means.
I don't know
what he means.
Is tat some sort of money from back then?
No, I'm just saying there's always something in exchange. It's never just we're in love. Let's get together.
Mm-hmm. He has every sex scene is normally involving. You know, ladies of the evening.
A favor, some pavement.
Little kink.
Or pavement.
You know, he's the guy George R. R. Martin has an active imagination. That's
and also,
bet.
Going on what you guys say, apparently back in the medieval times or the Renaissance, wherever this is set, there was no such thing as a flat-chested
woman.
Well,
there's no time.
Oh, the cans are amazing on this show.
It's a complete fantasy, Rob, so it doesn't have a particular time. It's just time.
All perk. No flash acts on that.
There's
program.
No historical reference to this. It's just all made up.
All right.
That's why you can watch it and why you would love it because you don't have to even know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. This season with Game of Thrones, to be perfectly honest with you, there are so many different plot lines.
Oh, there are
so many people marching on so many places, trying to gather armies
north of the wall, south of the wall.
The Wild Walkers, the Ice People,
White Walkers.
The Slurpee, the White Walkers, yes. Whatever
but
the hell
But don't you find that frustrating that you
Slurpee.
Can't follow everything?
What,
the Ice Slurpee.
Slurpee people.
They could make a blue ice Slurpee, and they would murder with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Coming like out of the mountain.
Yes.
Like that. But
well, Oscar, are you suggesting cross promotion with 7-Eleven?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like a new flavor?
Yes.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he does. There is a. I'll tell you what's. When it comes to sex, and George, is it George R.R. Martin?
Yes.
When it comes to this guy who's a little odd to me. The sex involves like the usually paid for kind of a lot of orgy stuff that he does a lot. And then a lot of guys that have their units jumped.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of that where it's missing. So
there's two main characters that have gone missing, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Or their units have.
Yes. The little scared
it's
guy.
Like a circumcision
and the bald,
gone crazy.
The bald unit.
Fire Tuck.
what's Peter Dinklage's character? What's his name?
Littlefinger. No, not Littlefinger. Oh, God. Tyrion. Tyrion Lannister.
Tyrion Lannister.
No, his name is Littlefinger.
Well, I was thinking of the little finger that was gone, but no.
Does he have a missing finger, Tyrion?
No. I was referring to the eunuchs.
One of the guys has a missing hand. Is he a Lannister? The guy that's
I don't know, Mike. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
hey, look Khaleesi. At the red wedding. It was horrible.
Okay.
But I'm all in. It to me is, and thank you to the people that hit me to the fact that Bloodline on Netflix that takes place down in Florida. Mm-hmm. That's new episodes of that, and I'm diving into that.
That's
too.
That's the second season, right?
That's the second season with the Rayburns that are down in the Keys and all the trouble that happens. And by the way, the Rayburns just shaping up to be an incredibly stupid family, making mistakes at every
left
turn.
And right.
Can I highlight?
It's fantastic.
I can't get the thought of Dennis Murphy on Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't imagine him walking onto a scene.
Bang his sister.
Castle. We're standing out here. I'll cut his throat. I'll cut his throat if you don't let me back in. Oh, okay, King of the Hill.
What if there was like a 6-episode arc where Dennis keeps forgetting to bring gifts to Khaleesi?
I'm so sorry, Khaleesi. I forgot to bring. I was gonna bring an entire cow for your dragon.
Okay, that's enough Game of Thrones. We've gotten too deep into it. How's that show doing, by the way? Is that show still killing in the ratings? Is that still killing, Mike?
Absolutely killing.
Yeah, more. You know, you always know when you're going to get one of those George R. R. Martin little sex scenes.
That's solid season.
I'll tell you, there's somebody that is the booby casting director for that show that's making the right calls all over. Because I'll tell you
the
something.
BCD,
that,
Mike?
Well, they had the orgy scene, and I mean, it was just like one after the other. It's like, wow, good, great, good, great. No average. But anyway, it was terrific. I really enjoyed that. It was a lot of fun.
Are the books that sexual, or do they ramp up the sex just for the show?
I don't read the books.
Mike, what you got to do is go and put it on your Kindle and see what it's like. Because you read about George R. R. Martin.
I don't read no books, Game of Thrones. I don't do that at all. It's good. But if you want a good show, I like it because it takes place in South Florida. So I like Bloodline.
Right.
And but they are just all
What's
over the
What's the premise
place
for
making.
Bloodline?
Bloodline, a family in the Keys. A family.
Casino family?
No, a troubled. They don't have casinos down there. I don't think they have a. They have like one like right before you get to the Keys, but I don't think there's casino gambling in the Keys. I'd spend more time there if there was. But anyway, it's
me, Mike O'Mara, making a call. Hello.
They're just a troubled family with all sorts of bad actors.
Is there a mom and a dad, and how does the family fall?
There
out?
Was a mom. There is a mom. Was a dad.
I see.
There. Our brothers and sisters, one of them missing now, and one of them dead now. So a lot of death.
If I were to pick up on season two, would I be okay, or would I have to watch
you have
season
to watch
one to
one.
Follow it? Have to?
I would go with,
what's that, Pony?
You have to watch season one because that sets up all the things that are going to happen in season two, which has been amazing so far.
And you know what, Pony, would you not agree, though, that for season two they should do the previously on? They really should do that.
Oh, to give you a little recap?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that they don't do that on many Netflix shows. They just assume you're all caught up.
It sucks.
You need
lazy.
A reset.
Lazy.
Yeah,
they
jerks.
Got to, They're lazy. They're lazy.
They don't want to add it for another 3 minutes.
All right. Before we get out of here with the we've got news you may not need coming up, but I want to ask Rob. When Rob comes to me about a story and that he said something about his wife looking stupid,
Did I say stupid? I don't know that I said stupid.
I thought you did. Did he not say stupid?
Something along those lines.
Well, you know what? We don't need to underscore it. But what happened?
Frustrated,
is
simple.
Julia
all the same.
is finishing up her freshman year of high school, and she's actually done a really great job. But you remember in high school, you probably had one teacher that you liked best. Right?
Oh yeah.
You know, one that meant a lot to you, and
Mrs.
one that sort
Posner.
Of
Posner.
Who?
Ah, nothing.
Okay.
Sorry.
But Julia's favorite teacher is her English teacher. And even though she's not her counselor, she's been a great advisor to Julia and has really helped her out her freshman year. Okay. And there is something in Leesburg that is just horrible. And it's called First Friday. And the First Friday...
I'd call it strip mall.
No, this is an old town Leesburg.
Oh, okay. Old
this
town.
Is,
right.
This, yeah. You know, the one square block, the 800 square feet, that's charming. And so First Friday... they get all the very, very, very intense suburbanites come out, and people play guitars in front of restaurants, and they eat outside. And
in the old town area.
Yeah, and they all just scream to each other, I live in Leesburg, and this is First Friday.
They do it across the country. It's meant to spur on some sort of economic development during the summer, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. To me,
they
it
do
feels...
it in major cities, too. It's nothing new. He doesn't get out of Leesburg, so you have to really acknowledge
Leesburg,
the fact
though,
there,
Mike,
that there's a thing in Boston called First Night. They do that around the,
you know, Leesburg, it feels like Vienna. I didn't care for it.
You didn't like the celebrate our neighborhood aspect.
No, you want to celebrate your neighborhood? Stay home and have a beer and think about how great your neighborhood is.
But you went. You decided to go, right?
Had to go because Julia's English teacher, who she loves, was doing an art exhibition. She does art. And
what kind of art?
It is actually, I would say, sort of folk art with an African influence.
That. Look at that riding crop.
No, not that.
That's a, wow, Mrs. Mapplethorpe, Mrs. Mapplethorpe. That's a, what a wonderful paint. What is that, a photograph? I'm sorry.
Is that a self portrait?
So she does sort
watercolor.
I would say it's most like an African folk art, and it's very, very nice. And she gives us the directions.
Excuse me,
to
what
the place.
Kind of folk art?
African folk art.
Was that really loud? Was that like super loud?
No.
Did I just blow you guys up?
You're fine.
Okay. Sorry.
Is that really the target audience in Leesburg?
I don't know. It wasn't very crowded, I'll tell you that. So we find our way to...
All right, I'm sorry.
So we find our way to the art exhibition house, which is kind of like the size, from what I can tell, of Oscar's house.
Probably.
But this feels to be have been built on a crooked level.
You know the music that's played when you get into the art exhibition house.
What's that?
Ooh, well, we live in Leesburg. We live in Leesburg today. Going to the art auction house. Art auction house.
It's not an art auction house. It's just a small room. There were 8 artists there, and a pushy lady gets to us as soon as we go in and says, here's your card. I say, card? And she says,
so you can bid.
No, because if you get every artist in the exhibit, all 8 of them, to initial their names, you can enter for a drawing for something I don't want. I said, thank you. And we took it, and I said, can you direct us to Mrs. Whatever her name was?
Can you tell me what you didn't want?
Well, I didn't want to go talk to all 8 artists. I just wanted to talk to the one.
Did you even know what they were auctioning off?
No, it was a non-issue. I'm sure it was probably like a $10 gift certificate.
Doritos.
Towards art.
Okay.
So we find our way to Julia's teacher's room, and her art is really, really cool. As a matter of fact, we bought something. It's like a small canvas that has
Well, it's about time you put something like that up on your wall, Mr. Hindenburg.
Been forever.
It's about time you have a little balance. And
well,
you know
when
about,
you hear about what it is.
Probably acceptance. little Jabril would probably appreciate that.
It was a cityscape with a silhouette of television antennas. I liked it because it reminded me of the beginning of the Honeymooners.
Oh.
That doesn't sound very African to me.
Well, no, but I mean, there was other stuff that she did that was definitely more traditional. And here's
was
the
this
moment.
Was this maybe the most non-African of all her artwork?
Absolutely.
Guaranteed.
Thank you, Pony. Absolutely. That's what I was
Were there
for.
Any masks?
Absolutely.
No masks, but there was a 100%. There was a portraits of Malcolm X that I liked.
Oh,
very neat
you
stuff.
Did not
Pony,
like
that was a good line. When you said absolutely, that almost made me forget about that banner ad. All right, so anyway, yes, go ahead. So
why
so
didn't you
what?
Pick up the Malcolm X one?
It's called A Simmering Undercurrent. So we're looking around and making small talk, and the lady is lovely, and the main thing I want to do is just thank her for helping Julia. We buy the canvas, and then Carrie, it's obviously time to go. I mean, we're done. We've bought art. We've talked. We've thanked Julia.
How much did it set you back? Yeah. Antenna
for one thing, she way underpriced it. I would have put it at about $25. She right. sold it for $10. So she's obviously in there. She's obviously not in it for profit. She told me the price.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be. Otherwise, it wouldn't be in your car.
That's right, Mike.
Mike, I splurged.
Because I'm cheap and a jerk.
I splurged at the art gallery. Yeah.
$10. We would have bought it. We would have bought it no matter what. All right, Pony. Thin ice, pal.
You're really supporting the arts, let me tell you.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm
so
keep
it's time to go. It's obviously time to go because we've done our thank yous and everything. And
gets $10. Get it to
him. Maybe 11. You know, a little
I
something.
Like,
you know, for
I
the
like
effort.
Antennas. Pick it up.
You know,
let's get out of here.
Oscar, you could buy the canvas if it was just a little thinner. It would fit in your house. You just got to turn and kick it to get in there.
So how's the date end?
So it's time to go. Everything that's been done has been done. We've thanked, we've talked, we've made small talk, we've made our purchase.
You're supporting your daughter's guidance counselor.
That's the main thing. It's her English teacher, but she's been very helpful.
Her English teacher.
And
okay.
So as we're leaving, Carrie says, I don't know how you find these subjects. Like, for example, is this some guy you know? And she points, and it's a painting of Tupac.
Oh, no.
And it's so obviously Tupac.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
to be a white woman in Leesburg in the suburb pointing at an L.A. rapper.
We're already in a room that's the size of an iPad. The air is sucked out. It's a true, and it just stops. And it automatically goes to like 85 degrees. And then in unison, Julia, me, and the teacher look at Carrie and say, that's Tupac. And Carrie just, she becomes half size. She shrinks in. And then I put my hands on her shoulders because I support my wife. And I say, I'm sorry. She's very, very white.
I apologize. I had no idea. That's Tupac Shakur. He's
so
a rapper.
That gentleman over there isn't your uncle, and it's MLK.
That's right, yeah. Oh, my God. And I let it go when there was a painting of Cam Newton, and she says, look, and she's painted a player from Tuscarora. That's our high school. I said,
that's
we have
wonderful.
Got to go. We have got to go, and we have got to go right now.
But by the way, did the she's very white comment, did that get a laugh?
Yes, a strong laugh.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I left
good.
On the laugh.
Oh, that's good. Get out. Grabbing Carrie. And by the way, when Rob pulled Carrie out of that room, he pulled her out like, you know, in the movie Goodfellas, when they all start buying stuff after the Lufthansa robbery, and they're pulling them out. Get out. Get out right now. Get out of here right now. Well, we still can. Oh, what a lovely little tale.
Tupac.
That was wonderful.
That's Tupac. You know, the hit singer.
The English, I picture the... just one last thing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be, I don't want to be say anything that's controversial here, but the did she by any chance have kind of a 70s do where like almost the Angela Davis look?
No, she had an Erykah Badu turban is what she had.
Oh, did she really?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I bought it. Well, Oscar, we both bought it. We both bought it.
Like,
no,
right,
she was lovely and very modern dress. Nothing
right,
nothing retro about her.
Get me out of the room. All right, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show. Carrie.
Do you care about technology?
Disfruta cuando la tecnología y el entretenimiento se unen.
You should care about Tech 411.
Echa un vistazo a la serie 411 en la tecnología Mass Broadcasting Network.
You can find it at morebroadcasting.com or on iTunes.
Suscribirse al programa en iTunes o cocedoras.
We're not gay.
Son como dos hadas.
What does gay have to do with this? You bigot. You should listen.
It's a good show. Seriously. Please. Thank you.
Tech 411.
Welcome back to the
new show this week.
Brand new.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Hope there's
lots
of
Mac.
If you weren't here at the beginning of the show, let me give it to you again. You asked for it, you got it, and how? It's the return of the Mike O'Mara Show live Saturday, November 5th at the legendary DC Improv. For the first time ever, the Mike O'Mara Show will tape an episode in front of a live studio audience, an historic performance that you don't want to miss, special guest surprises, games, and you are a part of it. It's Mike, Oscar, and Rob doing their thing up close and personal right before your very eyes.
Ooh.
Hopefully they're kaleidoscope eyes. Doors open at 2 p.m. That's right. It's a matinee. Show starts at 3. You have no idea the excitement that awaits you. And then, of course, Sunday morning, you know, I'm going to be a mess. Tickets are available at dcimprov.com. Get yours today and join us. That's November 5th for this huge TMOS event, the Mike O'Mara Show live. And that's Saturday, November 5th at the DC Improv. Get your tickets at dcimprov.com. And we are excited.
News.
Thank you. Very good. Richard Simmons was hospitalized Friday night. Oh, my God.
I hope he's well.
That's the entire story. No, Richard Simmons hospitalized Friday night. Someone at his home called 911 saying he was acting strangely. Well, I mean, that's been happening since 1982.
Am I right, ladies?
Sorry. Paramedics showed up to evaluate him, and most of them came away saying, fabulous!
Now, what was the last we heard from him?
His cleaning lady was keeping him captive.
That's right. And then he said, I'm just staying out of the limelight.
Yeah.
So,
well, he was released on Saturday, and he told TMZ that he's fine. He was just dehydrated. He is 67.
He is.
Richard has been staying out of the public eye, as you guys mentioned, for the last few years. There were reports that friends were worried that he's being held hostage by his own shifty housekeeper. But in March, he did a phone interview with the Today Show saying he just wanted to take a break from celebrity. And they quote, the people that surround me are wonderful people who take great care of me, but obviously don't give him a lot of water.
Well, yeah. You know, the problem is he went to the bad agency. He went to shiftyhousekeepers.com.
Shifty Housekeepers.
Yeah. Hello, Shifty. Yeah.
The old and new cast of Ghostbusters, will unite Wednesday night on Jimmy Kimmel Live. From the original cast, it'll be this. All right, there are enough funny people on stage. This could be good.
Mm.
The original cast, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, and the receptionist, Annie Potts.
Oh, she's good.
The fourth old Ghostbuster, Harold Ramis, died in 2014. They will be joined by all four new Ghostbusters, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Leslie Jones, who are, I think that's an incredibly funny line.
They must have
well.
Backed up the Brinks truck, though, because for a while everybody was kind of negative about this
but
movie.
Remember,
yeah.
Aykroyd is a producer. And he won't tell you that when he's talking about how good it is.
I did not
know
that.
He put out
that.
A press release last week that said, this has more laughs and more scares
than
the original.
So they all have a stake.
I don't know that they all have a stake, but I know that Aykroyd does because he was a writer.
Paid.
Yeah.
Well, the original is running in 800 theaters on Wednesday because it's the 32nd anniversary of the release of the original. For those of you allergic to math, that means it came out in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
The new one comes out next Wednesday, so they're kind of doing a double thing here. In related news, you mentioned Aykroyd. He ended up in the ER on Saturday with stomach pain. Whatever it wasn't serious, and he's recovering at home.
Too much vodka?
I don't know.
You he is hawking that vodka.
Oh, he has that skull vodka
yeah. that he sells, right? I don't know what the deal is, but I root for this to be funny because I like all those ladies.
I do, too.
Except for Kristen Wiig. Some scientists from the University of South Carolina just decided to ruin the summer by releasing the results of a study that found peeing in a pool can damage your genes and possibly even cause cancer.
Uh-oh. That's right, Pony.
Well, here's the thing. I never get in the pool with my jeans.
Am I right, ladies?
Funny all the time. Not just for you, but for everyone else in the pool. Here's why. The chemicals that people use to clean pools can become dangerous when they're combined with things like sweat and pee.
Oh,
everybody sweats when they get in a pool.
Hey, I'm sweat.
I'm peeing.
When you inhale too many of them, eventually it can really mess you up. They knew it could lead to asthma, but apparently it's worse than that. Fortunately, it shouldn't affect you unless you spend a lot of time in pools. And even then, it's not like it's a guarantee you'll get sick. It's just a risk. So if you use pools in moderation and, you know, stop peeing in them,
yeah.
Hopefully you will be fine.
So Mike, you better watch out for that chlorine.
Yes. Yeah. By the way, fine news you may not need today, Mike. I agree, Mike. Burger King keeps getting better.
Ah.
Burger King just created a food mashup that will haunt your dreams.
It looks like they're taking serious aim at Taco Bell. They just started testing a Whopper burrito.
Ooh.
And they're calling it, God, I wish Jack Kent Cook was here. Jack, can you come in here for a second? Jack, can you tell everybody what it's called? One word.
The Whopperito.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate that.
Looks
basically
great.
It's all the Whopper ingredients rolled in a tortilla, and that includes pieces of hamburger and melted cheese.
Mike, I'm in. Tugging at my heartstrings and my ethnicity.
Yeah.
Yes. Pieces of hamburger. Always wonderful. Rolled into cheese and melted cheese. So far, they've only been spotted in Pennsylvania, of course. And unfortunately, there's no word on if or when Burger King will take them nationwide. So we'll just
I also hear that Burger King
happening.
Is marketing a Whopper dog, where they've put all the Whopper toppings on their new grilled hot
really?
Dog. Yes. Oh. So there's that to look
What's
forward to.
What's that, Jack? What, do you know what that's called?
A doggerito.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate it. Oscar, the most interesting man in the world was spotted in your neighborhood over the past...
really?
Last Thursday, it was.
Oh, man.
Jonathan Goldsmith was at the bar at the Graham Hotel in Georgetown.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where that is.
Beautiful
yeah.
boutique hotel over the weekend. Here's why this is making news. He was drinking... tequila and orange juice.
Oh, no.
No.
Not a Dos Equis. Shame, shame, shame. He was also enjoying a cigar and was reportedly very kind to the folks who recognized him.
Oh, so man, that would be a dream come true.
I don't always ruin my career, but when I do it in a boutique hotel.
When I was writing this story, I was sitting there and I was thinking about Oscar and the fact that Oscar now lives in Georgetown. And if Oscar and Todd had walked into that bar.
If we stumbled into that bar, it would have been game over.
Oh, amazing.
Then, one thing about Oscar is if Oscar was in that bar and had some cocktails and saw that man, I know him well enough to know, he would not let the opportunity pass.
No.
He would be at another location. They would go to another location.
I'd wrangle him into the studio to record a podcast. Yeah. The most interesting podcast in the world.
Now on the More Network.
Stay thirsty. Stay connected, my friends. And now a little something something. A 32-year-old guy named Eric Cox is a construction worker in Sanford, Florida. There it is.
Nice.
He was working on a team that's building a new Walmart last week. When he got into a huge argument with his 57-year-old boss, a guy named Perry Bird.
Mm. I'm Perry Bird.
So Eric did what normal people do. He drove a front-end loader right up to Perry and dumped a load of dirt on him. That knocked Perry Bird down, and Eric quickly dumped another load on him, so his body was almost completely buried, and he couldn't move. Then Eric got out and started hitting Perry in the head with an aluminum level.
Oh.
Other people came over and broke it up and helped dig Perry out, but he had to go to the hospital and get stitches in his head. Eric was arrested and charged with aggravated battery, and his nickname at work?
Yeah.
Is Pork Chop.
That is a
this
great,
is
great nickname. That is a great
Building
nickname.
Building a Walmart, Sanford, Florida, hit him in the head with a level named Pork Chop. It seems appropriate. Now, there's no word on how big the aluminum level was, but it's safe to say that Pork Chop wasn't very level-headed. Am I right, ladies? I even knocked the backdrop over. I got so excited with that one. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault on the Mike O'Meara Show. Inside my bones. Hey, a special announcement for all of my D.C. area listeners. If you're heading down to the beach, make sure to check out The Mike O'Meara Show. We can be heard Monday through Friday on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
It's The Mike O'Meara Show.
Did I hear feedback, like headphone feedback?
No, that's seagulls.
Oh, it's seagulls. That sounded amazingly like feedback from headphones.
Thrasher's fries.
Yeah, like feeling it. Hot
Welcome
summer,
back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Have you ever left your house in a rush and later on thought, did I lock the front door or did I turn off the iron or is the garage door open? You can forget about the what ifs. AT&T Digital Life means you can be more in control of your home. Even when you're away, AT&T Digital Life is smart home security. A lot of people leave the house and freak out, especially if they want to go on a trip or they're going to be away for a while.
you know, a lot of people like me live in new areas. You can't have somebody watching your house all the time. You don't have a neighbor or grandma to come over and visit. You want to check on everything. Maybe your pets with an indoor camera. Adjust your thermostat on the go. So much more that AT&T Digital Life does. I love this service. Stay connected with your home from anywhere. You can use your phone, tablet, or PC with the Digital Life app. Plus, with indoor and outdoor cameras, motion sensors, remote lighting access, even smoke detectors, you are always in control. Learn more at att.com/DLTMOS. att.com/DLTMOS. Get AT&T Digital Life and stop asking what if.
Available in limited areas in select markets. 2-year security agreement required. Camera, door, and thermostat functions each require a separate package and agreement. Early termination, equipment, and other fees. Monthly service and other charges and restrictions apply. See att.com/DL disclaimers for details, including license information.
Let's open up the audio ball for Monday, June 6, 2016. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Because Muhammad Ali did so much talking in his career, there was so much tape I could pull. I just remember the great moment in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics when he lit the flame. That was fantastic. Remember that he released an album in the 1960s. There was a hit single about him in the 70s called Black Superman. But the one thing that I wanted to play, and I think Mike will enjoy this as well, the great relationship he had with Howard Cosell through the 1970s.
Absolutely. I didn't even mention that when I was talking about him.
I'm glad, because I wanted to play this tape. He was on an interview with Howard Cosell. I think this is 77, and Cosell alleges the reason that he's going to fight again is that he needs money. And their back and forth is fantastic.
Now, the truth is, you have told me repeatedly, privately, you don't want to train anymore. Deep in your heart, you don't ever want to fight again. The reason you will fight again is because of the marital entanglement and your present need for money. Isn't that? Let's put it on the table. Isn't that
no,
true?
No, sir. That's not true. As far as money is concerned, we never get enough money. Rockefeller is still looking for it. J. Paul Getty is still looking for it. And Howard Hughes' firm is still looking for it. And I'm still looking for it. And you are still looking for it. And you called me up yesterday, and you set this thing up, and you know you need me more than I need you. That's why I came here to do this show. Keep it in your mind with all your smart questions. You need me more than I need you.
Well, that's entirely probable.
Some friends of mine told me you wouldn't eat my candy bar. There's a Muhammad Ali candy bar on there. You're laughing. You wouldn't eat the chocolate. You don't like chocolate.
Well, you
know what that means.
Yeah, I know what that means.
What a classic.
That just is so cool. Great.
It was the greatest journalist sports figure relationship in the history of any of it. There, nothing will ever compare to that. And Howard Cosell, I think Muhammad Ali made him a star.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I was proud to bring that to you today.
And the song was, I remember it as a kid, Muhammad Ali, he floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. Here's the story about Muhammad Ali. Yeah. I just remember, I've never heard that in 50 years.
Here's the story of Cassius Clay.
Clay.
Who changed
That's
his
right.
name.
Here's the story of Cassius Clay.
Ali. He knows
you got to play the hook for us.
I will. I think it's Johnny Wakeland who did this song.
All the contenders were beat out of sight.
Here's the hook.
Sing Muhammad. Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
He floats like a butterfly. Stings
like a bee.
There was a song?
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
He's big. He was
got
big.
A chance to play that good. Mike, who are you supporting in the mayor for Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Oh, as usual, anybody with the last name Roberts, because I've been to Tulsa to see if the late Oral Roberts was going to die when he said he wasn't. He lied to us.
Well, Mike, Paul Tay, he's on the ballot, but he didn't have enough support to get invited to the televised debate. Mm-hmm. But that didn't stop Paul Tay for stopping by. Mm. And I think this is a great tense moment on Tulsa television.
Closing remarks. Each candidate gets 30 seconds. Mr. Bynum.
Hi, my name is Paul Tay, yep. And I'm also running for mayor. These gentlemen have I deserve my time.
Hey,
there
Paul,
are five candidates here. I deserve my time.
Paul.
You are blocking our time. Oh, I have a voice, sir. I will say
this. This is not the platform.
It is the platform. I will not step off. Get it. Turn it off.
Let's get security.
Turn it off. Get it. Go get it. Turn it off.
Mr. Tay, please step off.
We're asking you to please. No. You have blocked me one too many times. You have blocked me. You have blocked other candidates one too many times. I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. Get it?
Tay Tay for mayor.
I'm voting for Tay. Tay.
Mr. Tay, meet Mr. Taser.
Mr. Paul Taser. And let us close with this. The 2016 French Open was over the weekend, and a pretty remarkable achievement. Djokovic. He had his fourth Grand Slam. And
Johnson.
The man he defeated was Andy Murray. And they were talking to Andy Murray following it, and he's just 100% class about it.
This is something that is so rare in tennis. You know, it's not happened for an extremely long time, and it's going to take a long time for it to happen again. So everyone here who came to watch is obviously extremely lucky to see it. Me personally, being on the opposite side, it sucks to lose the match. But...
a man.
I thought that was
a
really
man right
cool.
That.
That's
cool.
Very nice. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you very much. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Yeah! Sorry. That was just my own.
Feels pretty good,
big
doesn't
win.
It?
Big win. Big win.
Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show, with a letter or package sent to the TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And don't forget, it's coming up. We are going to be at the DC Improv on November 5th. That's a Saturday, everybody. And we'd love you to join us for the DC Improv. Tickets available at dcimprov.com. Mark it on your calendar. Get your tickets right away. We're letting you know that you got to be kind of fleet of foot with this particular event that we're doing. TMOS Live on stage at the DC Improv coming up on Saturday, November 5th. Looking forward to seeing you there. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Remember the 5th of November.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.